אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
שלום אוסטרליה. Defense Minister Yoav Gallant signed administrative detention orders on Wednesday to hold without charges four Jewish extremists involved in recent attacks against Palestinians. Administrative detention, which is rarely used against Jewish Israelis, enables those suspected of terrorism to be held in custody without charges for renewable six-month periods indefinitely. There's been mounting pressure on Israel to curb a spate of vigilante attacks on Palestinian villages. In the wake of the terror attack on June 20th, hundreds of settlers rampaged in Palestinian towns and villages for 5 days, setting fires to homes, cars, and even opening fire in some cases. One riot in the village of Tumas Aya on Wednesday, during which a Palestinian died in unclear circumstances and 12 others were injured, involved arson, vandalism and live fire. A senior defense official said that the four were behind the torching of several Palestinian homes and vehicles last week and that they have been involved for years in violent incidents, both open and secret. In past, they were detained and restraining orders were issued, but despite this, they've continued with their actions. National Security Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir and Finance Minister Bezalel Smotrich condemned the administrative detentions as disproportionate. Settlements Minister Orit Strock on Monday compared the head of the IDF, Lieutenant General Herzi Halevi, Shin Bet head Ronen Bar, and Police Commissioner Yaakov Shabtai to the Wagner Group, which has threatened to march on Moscow after turning against Russia days earlier. The three had issued a joint statement condemning settler rampages as terrorism. She later apologized. On Wednesday, Halevi said, whoever berates the IDF should remember that even an apology after the fact does not cancel the great damage caused. The IDF acts solely for the security of the citizens. The tongue-lashing of those who dedicate their lives to defend harms the security of the citizens. Halevi told graduating officers that alongside protecting Israel's borders, foiling Palestinian terror and fighting in wars, they will also encounter complex challenges of settler violence. But he said officers who turn a blind eye to settler violence should not be promoted as officers. The military said on Friday that it had opened an investigation into a soldier suspecting of vandalizing a car in the West Bank village in the afternoon. A number of Israeli settlers had entered Kariut with soldiers carrying out a routine patrol in the village and had damaged property. The IDF said the military police investigatory unit had launched a probe into the incident. This is a serious incident that's not consistent with the values of the IDF and what is expected of its soldiers. Rabbi Moshe Lichtenstein, the co-head of the Haaretz Zion Yeshiva in Alon Shvut, issued a vehement condemnation on Friday of recent settler attacks on Palestinian villages, calling their actions a moral stain that taints us all. The rabbi wrote about a double pain, both for the deaths of innocent Israelis who were murdered in cold blood in recent terror attacks in the West Bank, as well as pain for the acts of revenge by lost and misbegotten souls. Lichtenstein said he was disappointed that clear and sharp condemnations had not so far been issued by key leaders in the communities from which Jewish assailants had come, and thus I will allow myself to sound the cry. Hundreds of thousands of protesters gathered last night for the 26th week in succession against the government's plan to overhaul the judicial system. The government has resumed enacting contentious legislation that will radically change the constitution and power of the judiciary after compromise talks hosted by President Herzog were abandoned. On Tuesday, the Knesset Constitution, Law and Justice Committee convened for additional deliberations on a bill to block justices from exercising judicial review over the reasonableness of government decisions. Coalition figures have vowed to pass such legislation before the Knesset summer recess in a month. Prime Minister Netanyahu has stated that his government will also move later on to reshape the powerful Judicial Selections Committee, though he has added that this will take a different shape than Justice Minister Yariv Levine's previous plan to assert full political control over the process. Prime Minister Netanyahu told the Wall Street Journal on Thursday that the so-called override clause to enable the Knesset to circumvent Supreme Court decisions would not be advancing. Netanyahu told the Journal, The idea of an override clause where the Parliament, the Knesset, can override the decisions of the Supreme Court with a simple majority, I said I threw it out. It's out. Justice Minister Yariv Levine told supporters of his judicial overhaul plan on Friday that he would not back down in advancing the initiative. I say to you clearly, I will not give up, because I know that this struggle has become about much more than reforming the judicial system. It's now a struggle over the makeup of the state and over our ability to lead a true Jewish and democratic life here. On Wednesday, Likud demanded that Attorney General Gali Baharav Miara take a strong hand against the violators of law and order, the inciters and rebels who seek to sow dangerous trouble in the heart of Israeli society. It was revealed that an official task force set up by Fayrat National Security Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir will investigate if former Prime Minister Ehud Barak and ex-Marist's MK Yair Golan can be charged with incitement for comments urging anti-government protests. Protesters rallied outside the homes of several ministers on Thursday and Friday. Moran Zer Kassenstein, one of the leaders of Women Building an Alternative, was arrested on Thursday and released shortly afterwards. She was participating in a rally outside the home of the Minister for the Advancement of the Status of Women, May Golan. Kassenstein's group said, "We went to protest with bells, a legal protest with no violence. And we went to remind her that she too could be the next one harmed by this dangerous anti-democratic legislation." Outside Social Equality Minister Amichai Shikli's home in Kibbutz Hanaton on Friday, protesters donned costumes from The Handmaid's Tale, which have become a fixture at the anti-government demonstrations, to decry the level of female representation in Netanyahu's government. A week after Israel fell 23 spots to 83rd in the World Economic Forum's annual Global Gender Gap report. Dozens of doctors on Friday voiced concern over the intensifying erosion process of democratic characteristics and public order in Israel. They wrote, "Cancelling the reasonableness doctrine, on which many principles of medical care management and ethics are based, may allow arbitrary and unreasoned decision-making with conflicts of interest, and thus harm the quality of medical care and proper administration." Australia's Foreign Minister, Penny Wong, was among the signatories of a letter on Friday which called on Israel to reverse recent decisions to approve more settlement construction in the West Bank and said they were gravely concerned by Jerusalem's green light to advance plans for some 5,700 new settlement homes. In a joint statement late on Friday, the foreign ministers of Britain, Australia and Canada condemned Israel's continued expansion of settlement, which they described as an obstacle to peace and a move that negatively impacts efforts to achieve a two-state solution. Hollywood media mogul Arnon Milchan gave evidence in Prime Minister Netanyahu's corruption trial from London throughout the week and said that Netanyahu did not help him attain a US visa. One of the main charges in Case 1000 of Netanyahu's trial is that the Prime Minister helped Milchan secure a 10-year US visa at the same time as Milchan was plying Netanyahu and his wife Sarah with lavish gifts of champagne, cigars, clothing and jewellery worth 462,000 shekel. The Prime Minister's wife Sarah went to the UK for the proceedings. The two exchanged a hug during Wednesday's hearing. At the start of Thursday's proceedings, Deputy Attorney General Liat Ben-Ari issued a warning saying, "Do not make contact with the witness again." And Israel has reached the final eight of the UEFA Under-21 Championships after a dramatic win over Czechia. This is Peter Jones-Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.